This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Remember when the first 30 people were diagnosed with the coronavirus on the Diamond Princess cruise ship? And those of us in the independent media pointed out something that should have been rather obvious. They're all sharing the same air because the air is recirculated in those cabins and there's not an antiviral air filtration, you know, level 4 biohazard filter system on those ships. And so if you lock people in their rooms, they're just going to spread the virus, right? And do you remember when the media said, well, that's a conspiracy theory? They're not sharing air. Really? They're not sharing air. So fast forward 10 days or so. Now guess how many infections there are on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Oh, yeah, 273 and growing. We warned everybody about this. And of course, we were called conspiracy theorists. No, you know what? We are the real scientists. We are telling the truth about the coronavirus and how it spreads. It spreads through the air, folks. And so if you're on a ship, which is basically a floating quarantine prison camp, and you're all sharing the same air, you're all going to get it. Sooner or later, you're all going to be exposed. And that's exactly what has happened. Why is anybody shocked at this? Why is anyone surprised? You see, first, there's another cruise ship that's just docked in Cambodia. This was the cruise ship that was denied docking rights at 4 other countries. And so Cambodia finally caved in and said, yeah, you can dock with us. So Cambodia lets these passengers off the ship. One of the passengers tests positive for the coronavirus. Cambodia does minimal screening, which is very typical for Cambodia, and then just allows passengers to fly home. And many of them just flew to Malaysia. So now we have passengers who have been commingling with an infected passenger on another cruise ship who just got on airplanes to fly to Malaysia, where they will no doubt infect other people in Malaysia because, of course, many of those people are already infected as symptomless carriers. But you see, the government of Cambodia is all in with China. And so Cambodia says, what virus? What outbreak? There's no virus here. We've got it under control. Don't worry about anything. This is, you know, the level of deception and incompetence in government is being exposed by this virus in a way that's just shocking. It's like the virus is the truth machine for corrupt governments. Governments can lie for a while, but the virus eventually exposes the truth. And this is happening with China. It's going to happen with North Korea. It's going to happen with Indonesia, with Cambodia. Everywhere around the world that this outbreak spreads, the virus becomes a truth machine. It's fascinating, really, that you know, governments, they can lie through their media, they can push propaganda, they can have fake news, they can jail dissidents, but they can't jail the virus, can they? They try to run quarantines, and the quarantines don't work. They try to arrest the whistleblowers, but the virus keeps spreading. They can even try to kill infected people and burn the bodies, but guess what? There are more infected people that they can't even get to. The virus is the ultimate truth machine. It's been a stunning realization that I've had about all of this. It's like, wow, this biological weapon system is actually sort of exposing so many of the lies that we've known for a long time, but couldn't really prove. But now you can prove it because you've got all the dead bodies. You can't hide dead bodies forever as they keep piling up. You know, sooner or later, the dead bodies become so numerous that people start to notice. And this is going to happen in America. Now, there's been a study out of, one of the scientists in the study was from the Los Alamos Labs here in the United States. And the study, forgot the exact title, but it found that the R-naught value of this virus is between 4.7 and 6.6, I believe, something in that range, which is insane. It's why it's spreading so rapidly. But more importantly, that study found that even with all the draconian measures, of the Chinese government, the R-naught value is only reduced to something like 2.0 to 3.0 or something in that range, which means that even with all the crackdown and all the welding shut the apartment complex doors, which is what they're doing in China, I mean, literally welding people into their buildings, it still isn't stopping the virus. And so again, the virus becomes the ultimate truth machine. And it exposes the lies of the Chinese government. Because yeah, you can control the people, you can track and surveil the citizens with your high-tech police state involving Google technology and Facebook technology and all the big tech giants that think they rule the world. Guess what? You don't rule the world. This virus is ruling the world right now, isn't it? And the virus, it doesn't matter if you surveil it. It can't be stopped. And you know why? You know why? Because human society is structured around social interaction. And the virus exploits that human condition, that people have a need to be with other people. People don't want to be alone. They want to be together in groups. There's a herd mentality. There's a sheeple property of most people. And that sheeple property is allowing the virus to spread like nothing we've ever seen before in terms of such a deadly pandemic. I mean, yeah, we've seen measles spread before, but it's almost never fatal. We're talking about super fatal pandemic, this Wuhan coronavirus, what do they call it now, COVID-19, because China wants to change the name so that China doesn't get blamed. They can rewrite the history books, of course. But you can't stop this just by isolating people. It doesn't work. And so I ask you this question. We now know this is coming to America. It's probably already loose in America, just hasn't been fully diagnosed yet. The CDC head says, yeah, it's coming to America. We're going to have community outbreaks. That's a quote. Another CDC top doctor, Nancy Messonnier, says, yep, coming to America. We know it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Community outbreaks, she said. And we'll have to change our tactics when that happens, which means isolation and quarantine. But guess what? Now we know the quarantine doesn't work. So imagine CDC officials trying to quarantine a city like Los Angeles, a city, any liberal city, where the leftists there have already been trained to hate the cops. And the gangs are basically running Los Angeles and Chicago and Miami and New York and as many other places across America, even in Seattle. And the authorities think that they're going to come in and restrict the movement of people? Really? When even the cops in Los Angeles can't even achieve that on a good day? There's no way. You're never going to be able to quarantine America or any city in America. We can't even protect our border because the Democrats want more illegal aliens to come into the sanctuary cities. So guess what? You're going to get your wish, libtards. You're going to get coronavirus-infected illegals fleeing Mexico, coming to your sanctuary cities, and spreading the pandemic in San Francisco and Albuquerque and Denver and everywhere that you have declared a sanctuary city is going to be like another ground zero for the coronavirus. Again, because the virus is the ultimate truth machine. Democrats can lie about what sanctuary cities are, but in truth, as the virus will reveal, they are hubs of infectious disease. And they will get a lot of liberals killed in those cities as the virus just spreads totally out of control. Because remember, those cities said, oh, we're going to protect these illegals, and we're going to make sure law enforcement can never touch them. That will include quarantine efforts. So the illegals will be protected from the quarantine efforts, which means the infected illegals will go spread it all over these liberal cities. And then the libtards are going to have to face the reality that, oh my God, we allowed infected migrants to illegally enter the country, to come to our cities and spread it here. That's going to be a wake-up call, huh? For Nancy Pelosi and Senator Feinstein and others in California. Big wake-up call when California has the biggest outbreaks, which seems almost certain at this point. But it won't be limited to California. Heck, the CDC has been flying possibly infected patients from China to Texas, to San Antonio, and Omaha, Nebraska. So if you thought you were safe in Nebraska, you're living out there in the middle of rural Nebraska, let's say, you thought you're safe? Guess what? The CDC is flying potentially infected patients to one of your larger cities. Yeah, that's right. And you thought the government had all this under control? Now, by the way, just a couple of things to mention here. If you're listening to this, you already know, you've come to realize that you are one of the most informed people that you know, that's in your entire family or social circle. Because every time you talk to other family members or friends, right, they're totally oblivious idiots, right? I know, because we all experience the same thing. They're like, what coronavirus? I'm going on a cruise next week. But whatever, you know, you can't control them all, right? You try to warn them, and they're too stupid to take the proper action. They're too stupid to be informed. That's the average American, okay? Too stupid to be informed. Totally obsessed with the Super Bowl and sports and fashion, but totally clueless about the real world. What's going to happen in the minds of all those people when this outbreak comes to America and you have the first report, let's say, of, 100 cases diagnosed in Los Angeles one day? The CDC announces it because the CDC can't cover it up. The CDC's already admitted they know it's coming. There's going to be a day. There's going to be a day where the CDC says, oh, we found, you know, 10 cases here, or 25 or 50 or 100 in some major city. What's going to happen on that day to your family and friends who have been oblivious? They're going to panic. They're going to freak out. Now, I find it interesting that all this panic is always blamed on us, those of us who are trying to warn people in advance so that you don't panic. If you're fully informed and fully prepared, you don't have to panic. The people who panic are the people who are sort of surprised by the news. Like, what? That's what causes panic, is depriving people of the truth. But because the virus is the ultimate truth machine, that truth is going to come out, and you can't stop people from learning that truth. Sooner or later, it's going to hit them right upside the head like a pandemic bitch slap, and they are going to totally freak out. And then they're going to go panic, purchase all the supplies, and, you know, and they're going to find out, well, it's all out. There's no more food. There's no more masks. There's no more survival gear. Why? Oh, because you're a dumb non-prepper. What, you thought supply lines were infinite? Really? How could you possibly think that? No, well, they didn't think about it. They just didn't think about it. Didn't think anything. Just remember this. The virus is the ultimate truth detector or truth machine. And the truth is going to come out. And the cover-ups won't last. They don't work. People will eventually find out as this continues to spread. And you are in the know right now. You have a head start on this. You know more than most people. What are you going to do with that knowledge? What do you need to be doing right now, today, with that knowledge, that knowing that you can see the future in a sense that other people don't yet realize is coming? I implore you to take advantage of this knowledge. What you're learning from these podcasts and from naturalnews.com can literally save your life. And from the independent media, others are covering this too, like All News Pipeline and InfoWars and others, Zero Hedge and so on. Use this information. Take action now before you are blindsided by this. Because people will die. And according to current estimates, the number of people that will die is going to be, let's just say, many millions of people. Millions around the world will die from this. That is now inevitable. You think it's only going to stop at, what, 2,000? 3,000? 5,000? No. Start thinking more like 5 million and beyond. That's where this is headed. So stay informed. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com, and listen to my podcasts at brighteon.com. And don't take any freaking cruises unless you want to be stuck on a floating quarantine death camp. Just for God's sake, I don't know how people can get that dumb. But whatever. Didn't Bill Burr have a whole joke series about cruise ships? He thought you should just torpedo them and just sink all the people who take cruises. That was a Bill Burr joke. I think suddenly Bill Burr's joke is highly relevant again in our modern age. Who is taking cruises in the middle of a pandemic? Seriously, what's wrong with these people? It's humanity is almost too stupid to survive. Actually, that's a literal statement. Too stupid to survive. That's where we are.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.